You see me looking at your body. so. You are human and you were made. Make a sound. Make a sound.
What was otherwise an enjoyable moment. There was 10,000 square feet of space. They came back into the bedroom and Charlotte kneeled onto the floor. Come here so you can get your underwear on, Cortina, she said. Cortina rushed toward her with open arms and wrapped them around Charlotte's neck.
I love mommy,
she said, and Charlotte wished she'd stop calling her that. She did understand that Cortina was just a small toddler and was only calling her that because this was what she always heard Matthew calling her, but she still didn't like it. Although, since Matthew called her mom, she wasn't sure why Cortina just didn't stick to that and drop this whole mommy business. The other thing that unnerved Charlotte was that Cortina was so happy all the time. The first couple of weeks after Tabitha's death, she had spent most of it saying she wanted her mommy. But now she was adjusting very well to her new home and seemed to love it. Although, maybe it was because she'd already been spending quite a bit of time there anyway over the last year. And nothing was really all that new to her. She was comfortable, didn't ask for Tabitha much at all anymore, and acted as though she belonged where she was. Cortina held
private vacation, stressing in my quarters, no alienation. Gotta make my getaway. The scenery of blue.
it's so right. I'll do you good. I know you deserve it. It's okay, it's so right. I'll do you good. I know you deserve it. It's okay, it's so right.
trust, talk about 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 trust.